If you found a great deal on a house or a piece of land, we might say that you ran to get the deal. In 1889, thousands literally ran to get a deal. The story of how it came about is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1880s, many people literally ran to get land in Oklahoma.
There were several land runs that helped open up what became the state of Oklahoma, but the best known land run is the one that opened up the part of central Oklahoma, including where Oklahoma City is today.
Michael Dean shares the story from the Oklahoma Historical Society.
If you go back to April of 1889, there were thousands and thousands of people in Kansas and in Texas who were aware that there were 3.5 million acres of land in the central part of the territory that had not been settled, had not been assigned to any Indian tribe.
In April of 1889, the land was finally opened for settlement.
President Benjamin Harrison signed that bill, and a clerk in his office sent word to the captain, to the commander at Fort Reno, instructing him to open the land by land run. This has never been done before in the history of the United States.
Those at Fort Reno made preparations for the giant event that would occur.
A land run was the way they decided to do it. The commander of troops at Fort Reno then decided that at noon, on April the 22nd, 1889, they would give the signal, and all these thousands of people then could come flooding into the central part of the area, the unassigned lands, and stake their claim.
The land was transformed in the course of just one day. Of course, such a land run produced plenty of stories, and in some cases, plenty of squabbles. So what happened in the city that would become the state's capital? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.